This is Deacon Mike, and welcome to our Advent Scripture Studies for this year. Each week, we will examine the three readings in Scripture. We will look at who wrote them, when they were written, where they were written, and why they were written. To help our understanding of Scriptures, we need to know what is going on in the lives of the ordinary men and women, and how these words influenced them. This week, we begin with an overview of the season of Advent, coming from two Latin words, ad, meaning to, and venere, meaning coming, a coming to. The season of Advent began in a pagan culture. It was the feast of the coming of the sun or the emperor to your town. But at some point, this pagan feast became Christianized, and it became a feast to celebrate the coming of the Son of God. We cannot determine with any degree of certainty when the celebration of Advent was first introduced into the church. The preparation for the Feast of the Nativity, or Christmas, could not have been held before the Feast of Advent itself was celebrated. And therefore, Advent could not have been celebrated before the 4th century AD, when the date for Christmas was established. The early Christians first had to make sense of Easter and the resurrection, and then work backwards as to how we got to that point. Advent begins each year with the Sunday closest to the feast of St. Andrew the Apostle on November 30th. Andrew was the brother of Simon Peter and preached north of the Black Sea and also in the land of Greece. He left everything to gain everything. He risked all to gain all. And tradition has him as being crucified on an X-shaped cross. Advent consists of 4 Sundays, and with the Feast of St. Andrew being on November 30th, the first Sunday of Advent could be as early as November 27th, which gives the season of Advent 28 days, or as late as December 3rd, which gives the season only 21 days. There is a twofold meaning of Advent. We are to prepare for Christmas. We remember Christ's first coming into the world, a coming that has already happened. At the same time, the celebration of Advent directs the mind and heart to await for Jesus' second coming at the end of time. We wait not in fear and trembling, but in hope and joy. There are 3 accents in each liturgy during the season of Advent. The accent is on yesterday. The Son of God was born of the Virgin Mary. Today, Christ is always incarnate in our world through our reception of the Eucharist. And tomorrow, when he returns in glory at the end of time. Why do we use the color purple? Purple is used for seasons with a penitential nature. In Advent, we repent to have a conversion because we hope. During Lent, we wear purple because we repent with deep sorrow for those times we have failed to live as his child. The church combined the use of purple in the northern part of the Roman Empire, which was a symbol of penitentialness, with the use of purple in the southern part of the empire to denote royalty and joy. Purple cloth was expensive and only to be used on certain occasions. And certainly, we rejoice because we know that our sins will be forgiven if we believe in the Savior. The gospel we focus on this year is the Gospel of Matthew. This gospel was written for a community coming to terms with itself. The followers of Jesus had been rejected by mainstream Judaism. Gentiles, those who were not of the Jewish faith, were becoming followers of Christ because of faith in this man, Jesus. And the gospel was written to address a blended community, both Jew and Gentile alike. Jesus was the son of David, a Jew, but also the son of Abraham, a Gentile. In this way, Jesus connects the old with the new, the Jewishness with his Gentile nature. The Gospel of Matthew includes a genealogy that includes kings, prophets, and 4 women with irregularities, those who would normally be thought of as a follower of Christ. This was God's way of showing us that God will use everyone and everything to complete the good news. There are 10 ways of getting more out of this season of Advent as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus. First, Reflect on Advent as a time of waiting, no matter how unpopular this concept of waiting seems to be in our culture. We are judged by how busy we are. But Advent is a time to slow down, reflect on what we've done with our lives, and where we are headed. Secondly, turn your breathing into a prayer. Inhale God, His goodness, His love, His mercy, and exhale the tension and worry of life. Three, pray for patience. Certainly a world that is so busy doing needs patience, understanding that all of us are in the same boat, and not all of us can be first. Four, unite with Mary, certainly the greatest model we have of being a follower of Christ, one who was busy being a mother, but at the same time was patient and kind and prayerful. Five, get rid of grudges, anger, and resentment. As we prepare to celebrate His coming, a feast of great joy, why do we have to be angry about that with what's going on in the world? Six, we long for the coming of the Lord. One of the most popular phrases during Advent is the phrase, "Come, Lord Jesus." Seven, you should receive the sacrament of reconciliation as a way to cleanse your heart and soul as we remember the coming of the Savior. Eight, do something nice for someone every day, no matter how little or seemingly insignificant. Nine, offer up something painful or difficult in your life. Turn that trial into prayer and offer it up to Jesus. 10. Think about the gifts you have already received from God and reflect on how you are using them. Are you bringing honor and glory to Him and peace and comfort to those in need? That is the challenge of Advent. This is Deacon Mike reminding you to live the Word.